Philippians chapter number 4, all right? Philippians chapter number 4, I was gone for a week there. We're glad to be back, and I had begun a series, right, before I left that I entitled Peace of Mind in Troubled Times, and we're going to do a verse-by-verse study of Philippians chapter number 4, with the focus being on being a person of peace. And in these days, both globally and locally and personally, that peace is seems to be so absent in our lives. I hope to be able to show you some biblical principles that you can experience God's peace right now. Our text verses were verse number 7 there in Philippians chapter 4. Notice verse 7, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Then notice also in verse number 9, Paul goes on to say, "Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you." So throughout this chapter, we have the peace of God, and then we have the God of peace. Right now, we're in the first half. We're kind of looking at the peace of God. What is it? How can I experience it in my life? And then in the second half, we're going to look at the back half, the God of peace. Remember that the book of Philippians was not written from the Ritz-Carlton or some cabin in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Georgia that Jen and I had the joy of experiencing last week. This book was written from a prison cell, and yet its theme is joy, and that joy is also manifestation of a peace that Paul had, that God gave him in the midst of difficult circumstances, very tough circumstances. So I want to go through just a quick review, but a couple weeks ago, first thing we looked at, what is peace? And then again, next slide, guys. Peace is the calm assurance that whatever God has allowed into my life will be used to make me more like Jesus. Peace is the calm assurance that whatever God has allowed into my life can be used to make me more like Christ. And having that assurance that God is in control and God is making you more like Him can produce peace in your life. Now, then I ask the question, well, then how can I have peace in my life? And last week we began our study in verses 1 to 3. If you have your Bibles there, we'll go through these quick. The Bible says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, or dearly beloved, and so longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias, and I beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life." Remember, the first thing we saw, that if you want to have peace, is you need to have intentional conflict resolution. Now, we're not talking about, and the Bible's not teaching here, an absence of consequences to the choices we make. But in your life and in my life, you are going to have conflicts. And here in context, he's talking about two women in the church that had really kind of a bickering feud over silly things, and they didn't resolve it. And so Paul admonishes them that they be of agreed in the Lord, the same mind. And then in verse number 3, he asks another guy, I think true yoke fellow there in verse 3, is Susagus, is that his guy's name? A specific guy to help them in that labored in the gospel. In other words, Paul asked another man in the church to come alongside and be a helper to end this conflict. The admonition for you and I is be intentional in resolving conflict. If you're always fighting with somebody, you're never going to have peace. And then be a peacemaker, not a troublemaker, but resolve it. Then we looked at verse number 4. The Bible goes on and says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say rejoice. Not only intentional conflict resolution, but intentional rejoicing. That you and I need to develop a character, a pattern of being a joyful person. Jesus, when he died on the cross, became our peacemaker, and it is through faith in him and turning to him for salvation that we can have heaven as our home, and we have a reason to rejoice. Rejoice meaning rejoy. And as an individual, you and I develop a character, a pattern of behavior that is either one of gloom and despair or one of joy. What character are you developing today? Number 3, notice we go verse number 5, "Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand." We saw intentional moderation. We saw that Greek word had the idea of being agreeable, to be gentle. In other words, get along, and throughout life, even though you might have a right to something, if you're a person that demands that your rights, your way, your thinking is always what is accomplished, you ain't going to have a whole lot of peace in your life. Now, he says, because the Lord is at hand, as believers living with the fact that God's watching everything you do and say, and he's near, it ought to impact our behavior, and we ought to be agreeable people. You don't have to agree with everybody, everything they say. You don't have to agree with your spouse and everything. But learn to be moderate. Learn to be agreeable in all things, and God can produce peace in your life. Now today, we're going to look at the number four principle here of finding the peace of God. And we're going to see number four is intentional replacement of worry with prayer. Notice in your Bibles, verse number six, the Bible says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Let me have a word of prayer with you, and let's look at this idea of intentional replacement of worry and the battle of worry. I'm going to go on a limb here and say, I am probably not alone this morning in battling worry. Let's pray, and then we'll look into God's Word. Lord, again, I do thank you for this wonderful service this morning. I thank you for the baptisms we've been able to view and rejoice with. Lord, I pray your blessing upon Margaret and upon Nathan as they move forward in their walk of faith. God, I'm so thankful that your word this morning is relevant to our lives. So many things that pound on our lives, that distract us, that remove us from the peace that your spirit can produce in us. Lord, I pray this morning as we battle the giant of worry in our lives, may we be people